题目耶稣的家谱啊，做我们互相勉励。
This afternoon, we're going to continue with this morning's topic, the genealogy of Jesus as our mutual encouragement.
四福音记在耶稣的家谱有两个地方，就是马太福音第一章跟路加福音第三章。
There are two records in the four Gospels that tells us about the genealogy of Jesus, and we can find that in the book of John, in the book of Luke, as well as in the book of Matthew.
马太福音是从亚伯拉罕开始十四代，这个就是到大卫王，然后在十四代到耶稣基督的时候。
And in the book of Matthew, the genealogy of Jesus starts from the sons of David, the sons of Abraham.
那么从这个家谱里面，我们发现呢，从大卫王以后，都是他的子孙当过王的。
And from this genealogy, we can come to an understanding that after the son of David, we see that all the generations followers are kings.
所以耶稣基督的家谱是君王的家谱。
So we can see that Jesus comes from a family of kingship.
那么这些呢，要成全在属灵方面，耶稣基督要成为万王之王。
And this kingship will be fulfilled in the spiritual realm, which is that Jesus will be the King of Kings.
那么我们这些信主的人要跟他同作王。
And today we, as a member and believers of Christ, we will reign with him as King.
这表示我们要分享到属灵君王的这种尊贵性。
In other words, we'll be sharing with this nobility of being a King.
那么耶稣基督的家谱呢，也是超越的家谱。
And we know that the genealogy of Jesus surpasses the genealogy of the world.
一般家谱呢，都是以男性来记录的。
And mostly, the record in genealogy, will be that of man.
但是他的家谱呢，却有几位女性的名字。
However, within the genealogy of Jesus, we can see, two women's name,
也就是超越男女。
So in other words, it surpasses gender.
男女都可以接受耶稣的救恩。
Whether man or woman, both of them can receive the salvations of Christ Jesus.
超越种族。
It surpasses nationality.
因为在家谱里面有几个女人不是他们的不是同一族的人。
And we can see that within the genealogy, there are a few people, women that are not from the same tribe.
这表示主耶稣的救恩要临到万民，让万民来做他的门徒。
In other words, this tells us that the salvations of Christ will come unto all nations, and all nations will be his disciples.
耶稣的家谱也是超越罪人的家谱。
The genealogy of Jesus also surpasses that of sinners.
其中有几个虽然犯过罪，但是呢，在神的怜悯之下，要成为神的子民。
And some of them within the genealogy that has been recorded were sinner, but they are too being called to be the chosen one of God.
那么耶稣的家谱要证明耶稣就是基督，就是救主。
The genealogy of Jesus will prove that Jesus is the Messiah. He is the Savior.
以上是我们早上所讲的。
And this, we'll mention this morning.
那么有关呢，家谱跟做圣工有连带关系。
There is a very close relationship to understand genealogy and to know about holy work.
也就是说，要担任重要的圣工呢，一定在家谱里面有他的名字。
For those people who take on holy work, will have a name, in.This genealogy of Jesus.
以色列民能够担任圣工的就是圣殿的工作，就是利未族的人。
And we know that among the Israelites, it was only the tribe of the Levites that can take on this holy work of God.
能够担任祭司的工作，就是亚伦的子孙。
And it's the descendants of Aaron that are priests.
那其他支派的人不配担任这个祭司的工作。
And the rest of the tribes are not worthy to take on this work of a priesthood.
但是犹大国亡国以后，在七十年当中呢，有些人混进祭司的族混。
But after the end of this kingdom of Judah, within that 70 years, some of them managed to be a priest.
后来就从家谱里面查出来， 就让他们离开，不能够担任祭司的工作。
Because they're not worthy to a priest, and from the genealogy we can see that then they will be in exile.
好像教会有的已经变质啊，没有信主的人也成为教会的负责人，这个就不像话。
For example, in whether the church, if some people were not worthy and yet they take on this role as a person in charge, then that will not please God.
有些国家就是政教合作，往往会发生这种情形。
And in some country, there's this mixture of religions and politics, and this kind of problem can arise.
啊，这也是我们属灵教会要特别留心的地方。
And this is what we should take note of as this spiritual church.
请看以苏拉记第二章五十九节。
Let's turn to the book of Ezra.
以苏拉记第二章五十九节到六五十九节。
Chapter 2:54-59。
旧约圣经584页59节
Chapter 2:59
从特米拉特哈沙居律亚旦因麦上来的不能指明他们的宗族谱系是以色列人不是看62节
Verse 62
这三家的人在族谱之中寻找住籍的谱系，却寻不着，因此算为不洁，不准供祭司的族任。63节。
Verse 63。
神长对他们说：“不可出住圣的物，直到有用乌林和土民结义的祭司兴起来。”以色列民，这个犹大国亡国70年以后
，After when the kingdom of Judah was perished 70 years later，
被掳到外国的陆陆续续回国重建圣殿，恢复这些祭司的工作。
There were a group of people, the chosen people, who are on exile returned to continue building the temple of God。
后来发觉在供祭司族份的人有的好像不太熟悉做得不好。
And later on, they realized that there are some family that are involved in the priesthood were seen to be unclean and not worthy.
那后来一追查呢这几个人呢在谱系里面没有他们的名字。
And later on, only when they look into the record and genealogy of the families that they realize that their names are not recorded in the genealogy.
所以不能够担任神圣的这种祭司的工作。
And because their names are not recorded, therefore they cannot take on this holy role as being a priest.
当然呢，圣殿里物的祭物更不可以吃。
And all the more, they cannot eat of any of the sacred food in the temple.
那么今天真教会里面呢有关重要的圣职的工作呢也不能够随便担任的。
And this is the same for us in our church today. Some of the important role cannot be taken lightly by some of the members who are not worthy.
当然呢在谱系里面没有名字的也就是说教会没有名的当然呢圣餐也不可以的。
And in other words, for those people whose name is not recorded, they are not worthy to even partake the Holy Communion.
那么63节有提到乌林跟土民这两个东西。
Verse 63, here it talks about Urim and Thummim.
这是两块牌子，就是挂在这个祭司的这个祭司服。
The Urim and Thummim are two kinds of plate that hangs on the neck of a priest.
求问神的时候这两块呢结仪牌会有反应。
When they seek to ask the will of God, these two plates will give an answer.
这是顺便呢做一个简单的解释那么有关呢新约时代的这种圣工人员。
In the New Testament, when we talk about the holy workers,
当然要慎重呢去选择。
We have to pay a serious attention in choosing them.
那么一般呢，我们参与圣工，每个弟兄姐妹都可以参加。
For all holy work in church, all of us, brothers and sisters, can take up.
因为我们信主的人都要成为万人的祭司。
Because we, as a believer of Christ, we are the holy priesthood.
我们请看启示录第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Revelations.
第六节。
Chapter 1, verse 6.
启示录第一章第六节。
Chapter 1, verse 6.
又使我们成为国民，做他父神的祭司，但愿荣耀全能归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。这里提到我们这些信耶稣的人。
Here it talks about for us who believe in Christ.
借着主耶稣的宝血脱离罪恶。
And that the blood of Jesus has freed us from sins.
就成为神的国民。
And we have been made to be a kingdom of God.
所以我们呢，除了神的国民的身份以外，也要扮演神的祭司的角色。
Not only we are part of this kingdom of God, we also have to take up this role as a priest.
祭司替百姓献祭赎罪。
And we know the role of priests is to sacrifice on behalf of these people and to atone their sin.
简单来说，我们可以为万人代祷，成为祭司，万人的祭司。
And for us today, we can pray on behalf of others and to be their priest.
我们要发挥爱心，经常为别人祷告。
All of us should manifest love and pray for others.
这也是扮演祭司的角色。
And this is for us to take up this role as being a priest.
那这种呢，跟圣主人员不一样。
And this kind of role is very different from that of the holy worker.
我们呢可以到处传福音做见证。
We as priests, we should go about preaching the gospel and testify for Christ.
那么目前我们教会所谓圣职人员就是长老、执事、传道者。
Today, in church, the holy worker refers to our elders, deacons, and preachers.
那么古代呢这个祭司的工作呢就是立位之派亚伦的子孙才可以担任。
And in Old Testament, the priest only was reserved for the tribe of the Levites.
那么现在呢
descendant of Aaron.
我们除了长族传道族以外呢，教会也有这个选负责人。
And besides the elders, deacons, and the preachers, we also have our board members that are chosen by the members.
负责人是有任期的，但是长主传道是终身主。
We know that the board members have their term of serving, but for the elders, deacons, and pastor, they serve God with their whole life.
当然呢，负责人的条件呢，必须要本会受洗，有圣灵同在，有好名声。
And the criteria for these board members are that they have to be baptized, filled with the Holy Spirit, and having good reputations.
我曾经到一个国家那个国家呢，政府牵涉到教会，也有派政府的这个官员呢，在教会当负责人，担任负责人。
I've once been to a country where the religion is mixed with politics, and therefore they have to send their government servant to take on this role as being a board member of that church.
那当然呢，我们教会不容许这样，但是在那恶势力之下呢，他们不得不这样。
Of course, within our church, we will not allow this to happen, but in that country, we have to allow this government servant to take on this role as being a board member in church.
所以我们这些外国的人去那边访问的时候，那边的一个执事就在旁边告诉我们，那个人要留心，他是不是我们的信徒，是政府派来做负责人的。
So when we were on the visitations, the deacons of our church will tell us that please pay close attention to that board member because he does not belong to this church, but rather he belongs to the government.
但是我们在这信仰自由的国家，当然就没有这种情形。
And of course, in this country, when we enjoy religion freedom, we will not encounter as such.
那接下来我们要谈的就是属灵的家谱哈。
Now we're going to talk about a spiritual genealogy.
也就是说，教会就是神的家。
In other words, this church is the house of God.
我们弟兄姐妹都是神家里的人。
And we all, brothers and sisters, are the members of this household.
我们跟外人跟客人不一样。
And we are very different from the visitors and the Gentile.
我们都是神家里的人。
We are all the members of God's household.
请看提摩太前书第三章十五节。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书三章十五节。
Chapter 3 verse 15.
倘若我当年入酒，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。保罗年纪比较大，他告诉年轻的传道者提摩太。
As an elderly person, Apostle Paul, he encouraged and instruct this younger Apostle Timothy.
告诉他在神的家中当怎样去做。
And he instructed him how he should behave within this household of God.
因为这个神的家就是教会。
Because this household of God is the church of the living God.
有真理做柱石做根基，非常稳固。
And it has the pillar and the foundations of truth within this church.
所以各位弟兄姐妹都是神家里的人。
Therefore, all of you, brothers and sisters, you are the members of this God's household.
但是在你的感觉上，是自己人，还是客人，还是外人呢？
But how do you feel about this household? Do you find yourself as a guest, or an outsider, or a members of this family?
当你在心灵上格格不入，觉得好像客人，好像外人，就要调整你的心态。
The moment when you feel that you're like an outsider and a guest, then it's time for you to adjust your mentality.
因为你是神家里的人。
Because the fact is that you are a member of God's household.
请看以弗所书第二章十九节。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书第二章十九节。
Chapter 2, verse 19.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人。这里告诉我们，我们的身份是非常的尊贵又亲切。
Here it tells us that our status is very noble and precious.
因为我们都是神家里的人。
Because we are all members of God's household.
在这个大家庭里面，虽然有很多的种族
，and within this big household of God, there are many members of different nationality.
但是因为主耶稣的救恩，就大家成为一体，成为神家里的人。
But it's because of the salvations of Christ Jesus that He has made us all one members of this God's household.
那么这种身份是从什么时候开始呢
？And when does this status started?
就是我们接受受罪的洗礼以后
It is the moment when we receive this baptism for the remission of sin.
在教会有登记到你的名字以外
And that your name is recorded in the list.
那么在天上也同时呢记录起来
And when it's recorded in the church list, it is also recorded in the heavenly kingdom.
我们请看希伯来书十二章二十三节
Let's turn to the book of Hebrew.
希伯来书十二章二十三节
Chapter 12, verse 23
十二章十二十三节
Chapter 12, verse 23
有名入在天上诸长族诸会所共聚的总会有审判众人的神和被成全诸义人的灵魂，这里记载我们这些信耶稣的人我们的名字被录在天上。
Here it tells us that we who are the believer of Christ, our name are written in heaven.
那么这些人呢将来对得救是有份的。
And all these names that are recorded in heaven has a part with the salvations.
因为他们是义人。
Because they are the righteous men.
所以这些人的灵魂呢，将来要聚集在天上。
And all the spirit of righteous men will be gathered together in heaven.
其实呢，耶稣基督还没有来到这个世界。
In actual fact, before, prior to the coming of the Lord Jesus,
在这之前呢，好几千年就有很多的义人在敬拜神。
And before him, there were many thousand years.There were many people who are very pious people, worshippers of God.
因此呢，圣经记载从创世开始啊。
Therefore, in the book of Genesis, it tells us.
神就已经有在记录每个人的这个名字。
That God has already recorded the name of each and every one.
就是这些敬畏神的人。
And these are the name of those people who worship and revere God.
我们请看启示录十三章第八节。
Genesis chapter 13.
启示录十三章第八节。
Verse 8.
凡住在地上，名字从创世以来没有记在被杀之羔羊生命册上的人，都要拜他。这里记载凡住在地面上的人。
Here it tells us that for those people who are living on earth,
从创世以来啊
，since the creations until now，
又从亚当开始
，that since the beginning of Adam，
但是在神的生命册上。
And within the books of life,
没有他名字的人。
And for those people whose name are not recorded in this book of life,
死后要到这些人会去拜偶像，会去拜兽，属于撒旦的人。
And the time will come where these people will worship idols and Satan.
这里说羔羊生命册上，就是主耶稣的生命册上。
Here it says the book of lambs refers to the books of life.
有名字的人，他绝对不会去拜这些兽。
And those people who has name recorded in this book of life will be will not worship the beast and idols.
那么启示录里面所说的兽呢，也有指到这个无神论国家的君王。
In the book of Revelation, when it tells us this beast, it also refers to the atheist country.
所以这种世界这个政权的这种集团呐、
，and within this country right now，
还有呢拜偶像的这种势力。
The country refers to those country that worship idols。
所以一个忠心的基督徒绝对不会去拜他们。
And for a Christian who are faithful, they will not worship to the idols。
那古代呢旧约时代这些敬畏神的人呢？他们呢，除了敬畏神以外，不敢去拜偶像。
In Old Testament, there are a lot of people who fear God, and because of their fear for God, they will not worship idols.
像但以理书里面有记载，但以理几个朋友不拜巴比伦王所造的偶像。
For example, in the book of Daniel, Daniel and his friends will not worship to the idols of Babylon.
当然呢，这些人的名字都记录在神的册上。
And all their names, of course, are recorded in the books of life.
我们再看启示录十七章第八节。
Let's look in Revelations again.
十七章第八节。
Chapter 17, verse 18.
你所看见的兽，先前有，如今没有，将要从无底坑里面上来，又要归沉沦，还住在地上名字。从创世以来没有记在生命册上的，见先前的有，如今没有，以后再有的兽就必稀奇。那些没有敬畏神的人。
Here it says that for those people, who do not worship God,
在世界末期快到的时候，
when the end times is near,
会被这些邪灵的工作、属世的这些势力骗得转呐。
They will be affected by the evils of the world.
因为他们的名字从创世以来都没有在神的册上。
Because their name, since the beginning of creations, are not recorded in the book of life.
因为没有真理的造就。
Because they are not nurtured by the truth.
所以乱拜一场啊。
Therefore, they went about and worshipped all kinds of gods.
但是真正敬畏神的人，真正的基督徒，他有真理的造就。
But for a true believer, one that believes in Christ, he is nurtured by the truth.
在这紧要的关头，他很冷静清楚，会分别善恶。
And at the critical moment, he is able to discern what is good from evil.
他一定呢对主耶稣忠心到底的。
And he will remain faithful in Christ until the end.
因为呢这些人神很关心他们。
Because these are the people that God looks out for himself.
Then 你住在哪里，什么名字，神都记得的。
Where you live and what's your name, God remembers.
好像呢，这个家谱里面的所记载的名字一样。
It's just like the genealogy of Jesus.
我们请看诗篇七十六篇第六节。
Let's turn to the book of Psalms.
诗篇七十六篇第六节，八十七篇第六节。
Chapter 87,
八十七篇第六节。
Verse 6.Psalms 87, verse 6.
当耶和华记录万民的时候，他要点出这一个身在哪里。神在记录万民的时候，
Here it says that when the Lord will write down in the registers of people,
你住在天边海角，他还是认得你。
And he will recognize you even you live at the end of the earth.
好像主耶稣在世的时候，
It's just like when Jesus was on earth.
他对门人说：“我是牧者，你们是羊。”
He told his people that I am the shepherd and you are the sheep.
在牧者的心目中的羊，虽然很多，他都记得每一只羊。
And in the heart of the shepherd, although he has many sheep, he remembers every one of them.
我们真教会的信徒再多，主耶稣都不会忽略的。
And no matter how many true members there are, Our Lord Jesus will remember every one of us.
做父母亲的，虽然有小孩十几个，每一个都不会忘记的。
And it's the same for parents. Even the parents would have many children, they will not forget even one of them.
好像牧羊人，他的羊，甚至呢，都把他起名，都能够叫出来。
And just like a shepherd, he will give a name for each of the sheep and can call all the names of the sheep.
啊，这是主耶稣在世的时候曾经提到。牧人跟羊的关系。
And this is what was mentioned by Jesus when he was on earth about his relationship between shepherd and the sheep.
同样的，今天我们在神的家教会里面。
This is the same for us today, as members of God's household.
无论我们的人数多少，那主耶稣都记得我们。
No matter how many members there are, our Lord Jesus remembers each and every one of us.
无论我们的身份是尊贵卑微
，whether we are of a noble status or less noble status，
我们在生命册上名字都在那边。
Our names are all recorded in the book of lives。
那么这些人呢就是将来得救的人。
And all these names that are recorded will one day be saved。
我们请看启示录二十章。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation chapter 20。
十五节。
Verse 15。
启示录十五二十章十五节
，Chapter 20, verse 15。
若有人名字没有记在生命册上的，他就被扔在火湖里，审判以后。
After the judgment day。
第二次的死就是永远的死。
The second death is the eternal death。
如果呢，生命册上没有他的名字的人。
And if anyone's names were not found written in the book of life,
被扔在这个属灵的火湖里面。
And he was thrown into the lake of fire.
所以我们这些神家里的人呢，就是得救的人。
Today, we as members of God's household are those that are saved.
在神的名册上有我们的名字。
And our names are written in the book of life.
那么这些人也是要承受福气的人。
And all these names that are recorded will receive the blessing.
请看二十一章的二十七节。
Chapter 21, verse 27.
启示录二十一章二十七节。
Revelation chapter 21, verse 27.
凡不洁净的，并那行可憎与西方诸术的，总不得进那城。只有名字写在羔羊生命册上的才得进去。这里记在羔羊生命册上。
Here it says that for those names that are written in the Lamb's Book of Life,
有名字的人
，and that the names can be found in this book,
就可以进入属灵的圣城耶路撒冷。
And those names that can be found in this book will be able to enter into the spiritual Jerusalem.
就是在天上。
And which is his heavenly kingdom.
以上所说的就是这些呢得救的，也就是说在属灵的这个谱系里面有他名字的人。
And what I've said are those that names can be found in the spiritual genealogy will be able to enter into the heavenly kingdom.
那刚才所说的这个都是将来的事情。
And what I've said just now are all matter pertaining to the future.
那么现在呢，我们这些人在属灵的教会有民主的人。
And for us right now at present, for all of us who has name written in the book of life,
在主耶稣要再来之前的大灾难呢，我们也有特别的保障啊。
Prior to the second coming of Jesus, we also have a special guarantee.
也就是说，主耶稣有特别的恩典。
In other words, he has a special blessing for us.
但以理书里面有谈到这个世界末期的一些事情。
In the book of Daniel, talks about some of the matter concerning the end times.
尤其呢，主耶稣要再来之前的这个国际间的演变呢，在但以理里面呢，有提到这些事情。
And especially matter concerning changes in the political arena, as all recorded in this book of Daniel.
那么在那大灾难来临的时候
，And prior to coming of this great disaster,
这些在生命册上有名字的人就有保障。
Now all those people who has names recorded in the book of life will have guarantee.
我们请看但以理书十二章。
Daniel chapter 12.
您的天书长米迦勒必站起来，并且有大艰难，从犹国以来直到此时，没有这样的。你本国的民中，凡民露在错上的，必得拯救。以当时的时代背景来说。
Here when it talks about the political situation of the time.
神的子民会遭遇到大艰难。
That chosen people will meet with a time of great distress.
但是呢，全犹太人在他们的谱系有民族的这些人。
However, all those people whose name was found in the book, in the genealogy.
神会差遣天使长去保护他们。
God will send the angel Michael to protect them.
在那极艰难的时候呢，蒙拯救。
And they will be safe in this time of great distress.
那么有关但以理书所说的这些呢，将来会应验在末后。
And all that's written in the book of Daniel will one day be fulfilled in the end time.
请看第四节。
Verse 4.
但以理啊，你要隐藏作画，封闭作书，直到末时。必有多人来往奔跑，住宿就必增长。但以理所看的异象
，Here the visions seen by Daniel，
所听到的这些主述的话
，Heard by Daniel，
都要把它隐藏起来
，Will all be closed up，
就把它封闭啊
，And the words of the scroll will be sealed。
所以时候一到，我们看这些就会明白。
And when the time will come, when we read this, we will come to understand.
这里说，在末时呢，必有多人来往奔跑，住宿就必增加。
Here it says that until the end time, many will go here and there to increase knowledge.
以现在来看，好像呢，渐渐应验。
And slowly we can see that these words are being fulfilled.
所以我们在主耶稣生命册上有名字的人呢，在信仰上要越来越认真。
And therefore, for all of us who has name written in the book of life, we must pay very serious attention to our faith.
会渐渐重视信仰的问题。
We have to place heavy emphasis on matter concerning faith.
所以有的弟兄姐妹看到今年有几次发生大地震了，哇，他们就越谨慎自己。
And some of our brothers and sisters, because they have seen for themselves the few disasters that have happened in the world, they become very cautious and watchful of their faith.
也会来重视他的信仰生活。
And they have now all the more pay a lot of attention to their spiritual life.
那么我们这些在生命册上有名字的人呢
？And for us whose name are written in the book of life.
当然呢，对圣公也会重视。
We must also pay attention to the holy word.
因为呢，这跟将来属灵的赏赐有连带关系。
Because it has close relationship with spiritual blessing.
我们请看腓立比书第四章第三节。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians.
腓立比书第四章第三节。
Chapter 4, verse 3.
第四章第三节
Chapter 4, verse 3
我也求你做真实同父一轭的帮助这两个女人因为她们在福音上曾与我一同劳苦还有葛利面并其余和我一同做工的她们的名字都在生命册上保罗在这边有提到两个姐妹
Here Paul talks about two women
就是第二节记载的
And these two women are recorded in verse 2
这两个人在主里面同心做圣工
These two women have contended with Paul in the holy work
他们呢曾经在福音方面跟保罗一同劳苦
And they have toiled with Paul in the course of gospel
还有一些同工啊
and along with them there are other fellow workers
那么为圣工的辛劳不会归空的
and for those people who toil for the holy work their labor will not be in vain
因为他们的名字被记录在生命册上
because their names are written in the book of life
当然呢所奉献的所付出的都会被记录起来
and whatever that they have sacrificed and offered all their work will be recorded
这跟做圣工的精神有连带关系。
And therefore, we can see that it has close connection with the spirit of doing holy work.
但是做圣工跟他的德性来比较，还是德性重要。
And when we compare doing holy work and the person's character, that person's character is more important than the work alone.
有才能没有德性的，还是比较吃亏
The person who has talent and does not have character, then the person will be at a loss.
这是主耶稣在世的时候提醒他的门徒。
And this is what the Lord Jesus had encouraged his disciple when he was on earth.
有才能当然更重要德性要好。
If you have talent, your talent must go with your virtues.
我们请看路加福音第十章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke.
第十章十九节二十节。
Chapter 10, verse 19 and 20.
路加福音第十章十九节二十节。
Chapter 10, verse 19 and 20.
我已经给你们权柄，可以见大蛇和蝎子，又胜过仇敌一切的能力，但没有什么能害你们。二十节。
20.
然而不要因为鬼唬了你们就欢喜。要因你们的名记录在天上欢喜。有一次，主耶稣差遣七十个门徒出去传道去。
Once Jesus he sent out 72 disciples to preach.
那么这些人，主耶稣给他们的权柄能力。
And for these people, the Lord Jesus had given them authority and power.
他们有口才，又有能力医病赶鬼。
So they have the eloquent as well as his power to cast out demons.
所以他们在圣工上做得轰轰烈烈，做得很爽快。
And they have done great work in this work of preaching the gospel.
所以他们回来以后向主耶稣工作报告。
So when they return, they make a report to the Lord Jesus.
那当然，这些是可高兴的一件事情。
And of course, what they have done is worthy to be joyful.
但是主耶稣没有称赞他们的这种表现。
However, the Lord Jesus, he did not praise them for their work.
反而提醒他们啊,
On the other hand, he warned them.
也就是说,恩赐跟德性比较起来,德性重要。
He was telling them that if you were to compare virtues, characters, and talent, what is more important is your good character.
如果有多方面的这种恩赐却没有德性还是会吃亏的。
If you do have a lot of gifts and talents, but you are lacking of good virtue, then you will be still at a loss.
所以主耶稣告诉他们说，名字记录在天上，这个比较重要。
Here in verse 20, the Lord Jesus told them that you should rejoice that your names are written in heaven more than anything else.
也就是说，要遵循神的旨意。
In other words, that you have to obey the commandment of God.
这一个 有好行为的信徒
to be a Christian of good noble character
心地善良
to be filled with kindness
敬畏神的
to fear God
那这些人就有福气啊
and all these people will be blessed
那么如果我们都是属于这种人呢我们是值得欢喜的人
and if indeed we are a people of such then we should rejoice
所以马太福音第七章二十一节以下主耶稣曾经说啊
In the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 21 onward,
说将来有很多人称呼他主啊主啊，却不能得救。
He said that one day everybody will come to me and say, Lord, Lord, but not every one of them will be saved.
他们呢曾经奉过主耶稣的名传福音赶鬼。
And many of them will also come to him and say that, Lord, Lord, we cast out your name, cast out the demon in your name.
但是后来在德性方面呢，啊，失败了。
But they have failed in their good virtue.
所以呢，主耶稣说不认识他们。
And therefore, the Lord Jesus said to them that I never knew you.
所以这种属灵的啊，这种啊，这个名字很重要的。
And therefore, your spiritual name is very important.
也就是说，在主耶稣的生命册上有我们的名字，这个是很重要的。
And therefore, it is very important that we can find our name in the book of life of Jesus.
除了啊，对我们将来的得救有关系以外
，and besides for the sake of our salvations,
跟现在我们所做的圣工、所发挥的爱心都有关系的。
Whatever we do now have everything to do with our salvations.
因为这些都会被记录起来。
Because everything we do right now, whether it's holy work or kindness that we take on. All this will be recorded.
我们请看马拉基书第三章。
Let's turn to the book of Malachi, chapter 3.
马拉基书第三章十六节。
Verse 16, page 676.
旧约圣经最后一卷。
The last book of the Old Testament.
马拉基书第三章十六节。
Chapter 3, verse 16.
那时敬畏耶和华的彼此谈论，耶和华侧耳而听。且有纪念册在他面前，记录那敬畏耶和华、思念他名的人。这里说敬畏神的人
，Here it tells us for those who fear the Lord，
常常凑在一起啊，在谈论啊圣公的事情，谈论其他的事情。
They will often get themselves together and talk with each other about the holy work and about things concerning God。
那神也在注意听他们谈些什么。
And while they are talking, the Lord are also listening.
因为这些人经常呢啊很尊重神的名字。
Because these are the people who always fear the name of God.
常常思念神的名，盼望神的名得到荣耀。
And they often think about the name of God and waiting for His name to be glorified.
所以所谈论的事情，所做的事情啊，都是荣耀神的名。
So whatever they talk and whatever they do is for the purpose of glorifying God.
他们所付出的关心啊,
and for the kindness that they have shown.
他们所付出的行动,
and for the good deed that they have taken on.
都会被纪念的。
They will all be recorded.
啊, 这个纪念册跟生命册有连带关系的。
And the scroll of remembrance is very closely related to the book of life.
这也是我们要为自己积成美好的根基啊。
And therefore, we also have to build up a good foundation for ourselves.
有时候这些内容是一点一滴一直的积成起来。
And all our good deed is gathered slowly through times.
所以保罗呢曾经写信给提摩太。
Once Apostle Paul he wrote a letter to Timothy.
说要为自己积成美好的根基啊。
He said that you have to build for yourself a good foundation.
我们请看提摩太前书第六章。
First Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章十九节。
Verse 19, page 841.
提摩太前书第六章十九节。
Chapter 6, verse 19.
为自己积成美好的根基，预备将来，叫他们持定那真正的生命。
Here he tells him that he has to build up for himself a firm foundation for the coming age.
十八节记载说，要提摩太去吩咐一些信徒多多行善。
And in verse 18, Apostle Paul he instructed Timothy to go out and do good.
要在好树上成为富足的人,
and to be rich in good deeds.
能够甘心施舍, 乐意帮助人,
and to be generous and willing to share.
接下来就是为筑基层美好的根基啊。
And in verse 19, it says that in this way they will lay for up treasure for themselves as firm foundations for the coming age.
所以我们做些生命册上有名字的人，就是现在我们呢啊预备的好时机啊。
And for us whose names are written in the book of life, this is a time for you to lay up treasure for yourself.
只要你一口气还在这个世界上。 都是你预备的时候,
and the very moment when you had your breath, it's time for you to prepare your spirituality.
因为将来属灵的事情就现在可以预备的。
Whatever that's coming in future, things that's pertaining to the spiritual realm, at the moment you can prepare.
那么一点一滴被记录起来。
And little by little, all your good deeds will be recorded.
都要成为在属灵的这个真正的生命里面。
And all this good deed will be recorded in the scroll of remembrance.
但是有少数的人呢，背面而行呐。
However, there are a small group of people who went the opposite way.
没有除定真正的生命。
They did not hold up to this truth of life.
反而呢，往另一个方向去努力呀。
And they have strived for themselves something else.
那这样呢，这个生命册上里面也许会涂掉的。
And perhaps then their name will then be taken away from the book of life.
所以当然我们越来越对信仰越认真啦。
And therefore, because of this, we have to pay very close attention to our faith.
不是越来越松懈的。
And not to loosen our watch.
我们再看诗篇69篇28节。
Let's turn to the book of Psalms.
诗篇69篇28节。
Chapter 69, verse 68.
诗篇69篇28节。
Verse 28.
愿他们从生命册上被涂抹，不得记录在义人之中。
Here it says in verse 28 that may their name be blotted out of the book of life.
大卫做王以后啊,
after when David was king,
在国家里面发生很多事情,
there were many things that happened in his kingdom.
也有恶势力一群一群的结党,
and there were many group of evils plotting for themselves evil things.
那他作书在这边说啊,
here in his Psalms, he said,
做些心里不好的人,
and for those people who are evil at heart,
会在生命册上被神涂掉,
and their name will be blotted out of the book of life.
那么义人的团体之中呢，就没有他们的名字。
And the names of the evil duo will not be listed in this book of life.
所以我们现在在这个义人的团体当中,
today when we are in this community of the righteous men,
我们都是生命册上有名字的人,
all our names are recorded in this book of life.
愿我们在信仰上圣功上都加努力,
and may we all strive in our spirituality as well as his holy work.
因为呢, 今生是暂时, 来生是永远的,
because our present life is only temporary and our eternal life is forever.
我们今天呢, 就以耶稣的家谱呢, 做以上的互相勉励。
And this shall end this topic, the genealogy of Jesus for this afternoon.